here's a really nice and simple kumbango. Sounds like this. So let's get right away into it by starting with the right hand. So we've got three rhythms that you're going to need. You have the PIM, and then you take that same PIM, which was on these three strings, you take it down to here. So maybe the first thing you want to do is just get something going that alternates between those two. So we have, so it'll be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and continuous. Just do the normal bass line that you always do with 2 and 0, and then with 4 and 0. That's the 0, that's the 4, and you're in second position. So you're using your first finger for the second fret and your third finger. Imagine that the sound of the lowest string is coming as you connect. going to make one change. So when you're on this left hand, when you've got the three and the three, now you're two. That we want a different note in the top. We want a three, which looks like this. That's your octave three, and that's when you have the two. So you'll have the one, two, three. Staying on that second chord. And then what you're going to be doing is doing twice of the first one. Thank you.